Hey, hello. So, it has been a year, and if you're listening to these back to back, then you're like, it hasn't been a year. I just listened to this. Well, it has been a year since I posted the last podcast and recording, and that's kind of what I want to talk about. I don't have notes for this. I might get a little sidetracked. But everything in this podcast is coming from the heart. And so, if you are new here or if you are listening consecutively, you'll just have to listen to me say this again. Hi, I'm Sarita, and this is Real Talks and Hard Love. And it is basically me sharing things I've been through, sharing things that I've gotten insight from, whether it be a book or a podcast or just life in general, having conversations with friends, family. And I don't want you guys to get any ideas about any particular way this podcast is going to go, other than this is life. It is my life, but everybody is relatable in some way, and a lot of people tend to. Even though the world says you are not alone, you tend to feel alone. Sometimes you isolate yourself and think nobody else can understand this. And then you hear something in the moment that you were supposed to hear it, and you're like, wow, I'm not alone. So, I want to start by saying I hope this helps you, and I hope you find some meaning in this. And if you like it, please share and tag me in it. I am officially starting this again. So, what happened? What happened in the last year? This podcast is really going to be about what happens when you don't put yourself first, when you don't put yourself as a priority. That's what happened in the last year. I had a lot of stuff happen and go on, and none of it was like overly traumatizing, but I am one of those people that tends to make things small. It can be a really big thing, and I don't count it as a really big thing. And so when I am working on a project or I'm tracking how far I've come, I also don't stop and celebrate how amazing I've done. And in the last year, I didn't show up for me. And I stopped showing up for me and lost sight of what that really looks like. So, what does that look like for you? If you are in the position of wondering, let me just say, if you're in the position of feeling lost, if you feel like you are constantly running a race, if you feel like you constantly are having to start over, or you're like, I don't understand how I get through my days, like everything is blurring together, nothing is really set, or like I'm just constantly going, but it doesn't feel like there's no meaning, like it's just numb, but I know I'm processing stuff. If any of that relates to you, then you have stopped putting yourself first. I can say that I am an empath, and so it's very easy for me to give to others and forget about giving to myself. There's that saying, and it's very true, it's so true, but there's that saying, and I know you're probably gonna roll your eyes at this, and that's fine. Because one of these days you're going to be like, damn, that's right. You're going to finally get it, which is going to be amazing because it's going to change your mindset. But the saying is, you can't pour from an empty cup. And it's true. Like, have you ever actually tried to pour water from an empty cup or some other liquid from an empty cup? Like, there's nothing in there. There ain't nothing in there. And you can't give it to other people, which is how you need to look at taking care of you. So, in the last year, I got very comfortable in a way with how my life was going because I think that I had worked so hard for a lot of things and they were all starting to kind of happen. And they weren't happening in the way that I wanted them to happen, but they were happening. So like there's always that idea that you've set up for yourself of like, oh, I'm gonna have like this in my finances. This is how that's gonna look. And then because that's how that looks, this is then how this dream I have is going to come. That is not how my life came about in the past year. And so I got comfortable in a way. I got a promotion at work and I was so excited about it. And, I wasn't really listening to my body. And my body was like, hey, homie, you're hurting. Because, if you don't know, I have been working since I was about 14 years old. I just celebrated my 31st birthday. And, I've had dreams of becoming a very well-known pastry chef for a long time. And so, I have been working in restaurants, since I was 14. And, last year I, got a promotion at work and became a chef assistant, which is kind of the weird hierarchy of Walt Disney World, because that is the company that I previously worked for. And I was very excited about it. It was a very exciting thing. And then it became too much for me. And I say that knowing that I have my pride in check, because for some people, it's very hard to say that's too much for me, because you're concerned of what other people are going to say in response to that. You're concerned with other people thinking that you're weak for admitting that it's not for you. And that's something that I want you to understand throughout this, that when you start caring about yourself, you have to change your mindset. You have to change the way you look at things. You have to understand that the opinion in this that matters is yours. Because if not, you are going to be on a people-pleasing train for a really long time. And I can also say that because that is something that I still struggle with. Being an empath and being a people pleaser and wanting to just help others and make others feel good is kind of what has just pushed me my entire life and led to me not realizing these things until I was in my late 20s going on 30s, and really dealing with them and processing them. So in the past year, I got a promotion and my body really said, you have been working since you were about 16 and you have never gone to a chiropractor. You considered your exercise whenever you weren't on a self-deprecating, hating journey, work and running around a kitchen, and you haven't really taken care of yourself. About 3 years ago, I started these really amazing vitamins and supplements, and they have been incredible for my everyday energy and health. But that also doesn't mean that it replaces what I put in my body and what I eat on a daily basis or how much I move my body. Your body gets to a point where it plateaus at what your body, not what your mind, what your body considers exercise. And so, my body just hurt. My body ached and I wasn't paying attention to it. I wasn't taking care of myself. And because of just a lot of stuff, feeling that there was a change in the air and that I needed to make a change, but I'm stubborn. And as a human being, change is not something that comes easy to people, to humans, to you. It's scary. I am a 31-year-old female that lives with anxiety and depression. And a lot of people in the world are realizing that that's very common. I personally, and this is probably not necessarily needed in this moment, I personally believe it is because it's so common now because so many people are exposed to so much more. And it's a lot for your body to process, for your mind to process. And if we have not taken the steps to learn how to process that, then it bubbles up and it stays, and then it becomes anxiety, and then suddenly you're nervous about things you were never nervous about. So with all of that, all of the way I thought my life was going to go, working in a kitchen environment, working really long hours. When I say really long hours, like it was a lot. It was more than I finally realized I was worth putting myself through. I don't know if that just made sense, but it was something that I was no longer able to do because of boundaries I had set for myself. In the past year, I mean, I really would say in the past 3 years, I've done a lot of work, because if you listen to my last podcast a year ago, I said that then that I had been working on myself for the past 2 years. And honestly, every day I work on myself, because what I found is if you're trying to keep a particular mindset, you have to continue to work on that every day. You have to do self-development to help your body and help your mind and find what works for you. But for the last year, I came to, it all came up to this point of overworking myself and not taking care of my body. And then finally saying last October, I quit. And that was hard in itself because I had never done that before. I know it's not law, but in my head it was law to give a 2 weeks notice. And so for every job I've ever had, I gave a 2 weeks notice. I know that I had worked other jobs and I decided a long time ago that if I am working someplace that's not good for me, if it has a bunch of bullshit that you're dealing with, that is not just outside of like personal boundaries, but like literally by law, it's not like that should not be happening within a company, then I've said, okay, this job isn't for me. I gotta go. And I just didn't realize because I had been holding on to being a pastry chef for so long that like I just couldn't quit. And then I just realized that it really wasn't for me anymore. I was coming home and it wasn't me that my significant other was experiencing, you know? And it wasn't until he said, "Do you realize how you like have changed, how you've come home every day this week and the things that you've said to me, or you know, how your not your emotions, but how the things that you how you've acted and just you every day has been different, and that's because you're overworking yourself." And I've never felt like I hated doing pastry, and I did in that point. Like I really did. I was like, I can't do this anymore. And that took me putting my pride aside and putting my ego aside and putting me first. So October of last year of 2021, I quit, and it was weird. It was really weird. I also started working with a nutrition coach and a nutrition and personal trainer in May of last year because I realized that I was kind of tired of my own BS with not eating properly and not having a good gym routine. And I also didn't know that it wasn't going to be until, you know, like a month ago that I actually started putting in the physical work for that. I didn't realize how much mental work that was going to be that I had to work through because I, you know, have all of these ideas of how I should be or what things I should say or what things I should eat because what's good, what's bad, what's not, what's healthy, what is healthy, like everything. And so that played a good part of that too, because I didn't have work anymore. I was suddenly at home and I had work because a couple of years ago, and I know this probably feels all over the place. You're like, why you keep bringing everything up? But a couple of years ago, I decided to, join the same company that I take, my vitamins, I joined my vitamin company. And so, you know, that was always an option, and I've always wanted, it wasn't always this way. For a very long time, it was, goals are to become a very well-known pastry chef and try out for the Master Pastry Chef title, and gain that recognition and have a restaurant and a bakery. And I got older, and then it wasn't, I really wanted those things anymore. And I had like a full-on revelation of, oh my God, my whole identity is pastry. Like, what do I do? Even if I wanted to quit my job, I couldn't. And I had to spend a lot of time reminding myself that I could change anything that I wanted to because I'm not old. I am still capable. I'm still able. And the more time I spent a part of this company, I realized, you know, my vitamin company, I realized I could change my whole freaking life. You know, and I can get that time freedom that I didn't have because when I was 14 and 15 and 16 and 17, all the way up through my 20s, I constantly worked and I really missed out on doing a lot of stuff. And now that I'm old enough and I can travel the world, sort of, because, you know, sickness and pandemics, I wanted to be able to do that, and I wanted to be able to do that not chained to a kitchen. So my ideas and my wants and my goals changed, but I still found myself realizing, like, what do I do? And so I thought, okay, I'll work my vitamin business last October and I'll continue to work on me. And I thought this is going to be fantastic because I am now going to have the freedom to have whatever schedule I want and be able to go to the gym when I want. Because again, I started working with my health coach last May, and I'm at this point where I'm like, I finally have time in my day where I don't have to feel exhausted of either getting up so freaking early, which I'm not a morning person. I am not. That is why I take my vitamins, because they help me in the morning. But I thought, now I don't have to get up super early before my pastry shift and make sure I'm home and showered and like don't smell like sweat and gross. And I don't have to go after work whenever I'm like totally exhausted after doing, you know, extra double time at work and just all of this. I have time to do whatever. Let me tell you just really quickly about this last time that I didn't have a job. So I started working when I was 14, and there was a very, very short period in my life where I said, I don't want to work anymore. I actually started working when I was 14 because my parents fell into the lower middle class, and obviously you have two children, there are bills you have to pay. And I never wanted to, again, being a people pleaser, I never wanted to be an extra burden. And I knew I wanted to do stuff. And I thought, if I have a job, I can just make my own money and I can pay for my own stuff and have nice things, which was cool. I did that to an extent, but it also meant, and I didn't realize what I was trading off at that point, it also meant that I missed out on a lot of stuff that I am sort of trying to make up for, sort of not. But it has helped me get to the point where I realized that I would like to experience life, hence where we're at now. But there was a point in my life when I was, I was like 17 or 18, I think, and I was like, you know what, I'm tired, I don't want a job. It was at one of those points where I was working a job and it really wasn't working out for me, and realized it really wasn't for me. And the manager of the coffee shop I worked at the time, it was a local coffee shop, she was like, you know what, this isn't working out for me, even though she hired me knowing my hours of availability and stuff. And I was like, you know what, that's fine, it's not working out for me. So I said, I don't want a job, I just want to rest. That lasted about 3 months because I got tired of asking my parents for money and not being able to do something, or not just having money. And I kind of got bored. Now, I was also like finishing up school, or it was like summer after school, I'm not really sure. But I was like, no, I need to work. So since then, I have worked. So you got to think for, oh man, that's like, math is hard for me. 12 years, if that was like 17, 18. I was 30 in October. I have worked very long hours and every day of the week, sometimes barely having off days, not understanding how to set boundaries and like refresh myself, burning myself out. And then suddenly I didn't have a job. And so I really leaned into my Thrive business, which is my vitamins. Not that I'm here to sell you on that, but being transparent, if you go to my social media, you're going to see that. I really leaned into my Thrive business and said, okay, like this is, we're going to really do this. And then we had this vacation coming up, my significant other and I, we had this vacation coming up, and I panicked because when you're stubborn and you have anxiety, you really don't like change and you think, I can fix this, I can still do this, I can make this happen. Because I also have a lot of perseverance. you really think I can make this happen. And so I thought, okay, I'll just get a job where I can work from home. And then I got a job where I could work from home. And then it had a 4-week amount of extensive training, 5 days a week. And I went through the training. I did really good at it, actually. When people didn't understand how to do the training, I along with the people who actually worked there and have been doing that job, would help other people understand what the heck we were doing. And then I just kept having this nagging feeling of, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I don't want to talk to people on the phone. I don't want to help people with this or in this way. Like, I think I really need to just not have a job and learn how to work my Thrive business. And so that kind of all leads to here. I just finished our amazing leader, my amazing leader. She does a lot of trainings for our team. And if this like sparks you to ask me about my job and my team, like, cool, but I just want you to know this is also me not trying to persuade you, but simply just kind of give you an insight on what I went through in the last year. So my leader does a lot of trainings for our team, and it's really amazing. And so I just finished this boot camp, and it actually wasn't even my direct leader. It was one of my other leaders that was talking, and I just was like, you know what, I think I'm going to start this podcast again, because I am still going through stuff. I'm still human. So I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, and I'm in a kind of a tough spot right now, because I'm dealing with something with my parents' health, and we're looking at potentially moving just to a larger house, and life is happening, and I got comfortable. I got comfortable again. I still feel lost a little bit, if that makes sense. Because I started to implement this, this thing with Thrive and how my days would look. And then we went on vacation, and I kind of lost the rhythm of how my days have gone with going to the gym and things like that. And now I have my parents down here, and we're dealing with my dad's health issue and still taking care of like my mom's health issues. And I didn't realize I just needed to remember me. And so I was sitting here and I'm listening to our boot camp videos and I'm listening to my leader talk, and I just started writing, and I was like, what does showing up for you look like? Because I started doing that whenever I was working with my health coach, and I started going to the gym, and I started caring about, like really caring about and tracking my macros, and started thinking about my water and making sure I have my steps in. And with my business, I worked my business and I made my content and I showed up for our Zooms and our trainings, and then I stopped. And it's really funny, because what really got to me was, as I'm watching these trainings, I'm thinking, what the hell do they mean when they say show up for you? What does show up for you look like? Because for so long, it's second nature to me to just show up for other people. What does that really look like for you? Like, how do you know you want something so bad? And so I had to put myself in that mindset that I had when I was 14, 15, 16, thinking about, I want to be a pastry chef. Like, I don't even know if I've told you guys in any of the past. I feel like I have. I feel like I tell the story a lot, or somehow relate to it. But when I decided I was going to be a pastry chef, I decided against all odds. It didn't matter. I didn't know how the hell it was going to happen, but I was going to make it happen. I was going to move and go to culinary school. And I just had this ridiculous, like, no, this is going to happen. I don't know how, but this is going to happen. And I lost that because I did it. I moved with like $200 in my bank account to go to culinary school. Didn't know how the hell I was going to pay my bills. I worked at a job I didn't really want because I knew I had an in with that job, because it was for a company that I had worked for once before, and I knew the owner, because I had worked under him once before. So I made things happen. And then suddenly I'm finding myself in this position where things in my life are happening the way that I want them to, maybe not how I thought they were going to happen, but what I wanted, my goal is there. And suddenly I'm left with, okay, it would be great to make this certain amount of money, and it would be great to have this house. And like, I know I'm going to have that because I'm the type of person who, when they say they're going to have something, they believe it. But suddenly I don't know what that looks like in my life. I don't know how. And it's funny because I spent so much time in the last couple of months asking myself, how do you show up for you? How do you run this business? How do you look at the vision and dream board that you made and decision board that you made, and have things on there that you know that you want, and you feel numb when you look at it? Like, none of that means nothing to you, but it does because you want it. How did that change? How do you get back that feeling that you had when you said, I don't care if you tell me no. In fact, that's pushing me further. I'm going to prove you wrong because I want this. I'm going to make this happen. when I was 16. I'm 31. Where the fuck did that go? Like, that's all I could think. And so I'm sitting here watching this training today, and I just was like, what does that look like for you? And then it was funny because the other training that I watched after that, one of my other leaders literally said, you have to figure out what this looks like for you in reference to something else. And so I was like, what does showing up look like for you? So if you have related to any of the last 25 minutes of me talking and you feel like you're in a position where you've forgotten about yourself, forgotten how to take care of yourself, if you are struggling with anxiety of any kind or depression of any kind, or you find yourself in a funk and you're like saying it's a seasonal funk, but it feels like a funk that's been there for 2 years. Or you just don't, like, your life just seems too much, or everything's too busy, or everything is a blur. I want you to sit down right now and I want you to grab a notebook or your journal. I wrote it in my journal because my journal is something that I actually am going to get back to writing in, because I had been writing in it every day, which we'll get to that at another point of what journaling does for me personally with, as somebody who has anxiety and depression. But I want you to write in your journal and say, like, write down the sentence, what does showing up for you look like? And then I want you to write down things that help you. So for me, what that looks like, because it aligns with my goals, it aligns with how I want my day to look, it aligns with what I'm trying to accomplish, it aligns with me in general and things that help me. For me, that looks like waking up and taking my vitamins and going to the gym and making sure I drink at least 80 ounces to a gallon of water a day, because that's the goal that I have for myself. I feel better when I drink water, and I have the right amount of water, and I feel so fucking amazing when I go to the gym, because I know that as I'm actively moving my body, I'm building muscle and gaining strength that I don't have. And it's not about in that moment how much I weigh or what I look like. Like, I'm building up physical muscle, but an emotional muscle that I didn't know I needed to address. When I wake up and I take my vitamins start clearing my head in 5 minutes and I start feeling amazing. And then I have the energy to go to the gym and make sure that I drink water throughout the day. And I have a clear brain to think about all the different things. And then eating by my macros, because I have a set amount of macros that I eat at, because I have a particular goal on my fitness journey that I'm trying to get to. So whenever I accomplish eating those macros, not only am I not eating junk, I'm more mindful of the nutrient dense or less nutrient dense things I'm putting in my body. And I know how my body's going to respond to that, because the better you feed your body, the better you're going to feel. When I do my income producing activities to work my business, because my goals with my business are pretty freaking big. And if I'm being honest, if I'm not showing up for me, then I'm not working my business. And then I'm just racked with guilt. And that's bullshit. Why would I do that to myself? Building my business is showing up for me. Going to the work with me's that my business has and being on those Zooms and doing my personal development, not only because it's going to help business-wise depending on the book, but it also helps me personally. One of the biggest reasons that I have come so far in the last 3 years is because I've decided that the self-help section at Books A Million is not scary. It's not something you have to run from. We're not in a 90s movie or a 90s sitcom anymore. Like, it's not the end of the world if you don't go to a therapist, or if you don't have people to talk to you with sound advice. Go start reading some self-help books, because listening, and another reason I started this podcast, listening to other people's journeys and having something to relate to will change your mindset. When you look at life a certain way, you can accomplish so much more than if you're looking at it in a negative way. If you're looking at it like, if you've decided you're already defeated, then you're defeated and you're not going to accomplish anything. Having those people in your life, even if it's through a book, even if it's through a podcast, even if it's through listening to an audiobook, having those people remind you, you don't have to live your life that way. You can look at it like this. It literally changes your life, because you're changing your life. You never knew that you could look at it like that. And then things that simply bring me joy. things that help me mentally, things that help me with my anxiety, personal reading for my enjoyment. I freaking love some romance novels, and I'm stuck on the Virgin River novels right now. And y'all, I have seen that series and I loved it, which is what got me into the books. I'm on like book 11 or 12. Okay. And there's like 20 something books. And I didn't realize until I started reading for my enjoyment that I needed that. You know, journaling has helped me. Doing this is helping me because it's something that I like doing. So you can't, like, in that list, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8-ish things. Eight things. That's what showing up for me looks like, me personally. Now, if I tried to apply those to you, that's not necessarily going to work for you because those aren't your goals. That's not what you're trying to do in your life right now. So when you write down what does showing up for you look like and you think about how you want your day to look, the things that you want to accomplish in your day. And I do not mean, I swear to God, if you put on there, fold the laundry. What? No, no. We'll get to that in a minute. For you personally, what does showing up for you look like? Write down the things that will change your mood, that will help ease the anxiety, that will help ease the stress, that will help help you have a happier day, a smoother day, something, anything that you can do personally for you, either you personally doing or that personally relates to you, that you will have an experience in that will help you. That's what goes on that list. And the next list that I decided to write down was, what does showing up for your relationship look like? So I live with my significant other, and that is where I want you to put those things like folding laundry, okay? I don't know, making your bed could be showing up for you. Maybe that's just a non-negotiable you have with yourself. But what does showing up for your relationship look like? Right here is where I want you to put the things like cleaning the house or doing the laundry or taking time 5 minutes out of the day to send a good morning text. Remembering to, if it's something special to you, remembering to put a bottle of water by Will's side of the bed because he drinks water as much as I do. Or, you know, that's not actually something that we do. But for me, one of those things is actually making sure that he has dinner when he comes home. And I know that sounds very, y'all, I'll be the first to tell you, I am feminist as heck. And I am not misogynistic. I do not appreciate misogynistic people. But for me, that's not something that relates back to we live in the 40s. That's, I know he goes to work and I know he comes home starving. And out of love for him, because I don't, and again, my love language, and part of the reason that people pleasing has been so hard, is that I want to care for others. I want to help people feel really good about themselves and know that I've made a difference and an impact. And so something as small as just making sure he has dinner, whether he needs to heat it up in the microwave or not, that's one less thing that he has to worry about. That goes on, what does showing up for your relationship look like? And then because it also impacts my life right now as well, the other list I haven't made is, what does showing up for your parents look like? Because right now my parents are with us, and I'm taking on a role that I haven't really ever had before, which we can also talk about that at a later point because there's some emotional stuff to dig through that part. But I've never actually physically had my parents here to take on. So what does showing up for my parents look like? And that is going to be writing down the things that help address those needs. Making this list helps me to better understand what my days should look like and what I don't need to forget. And the most important thing, and the very first thing that you wrote down, what does showing up for you look like, is the one that you need to make sure you never skimp on. Okay, because even if you forget a few things here and there, even if you don't do everything on your list for other people, you cannot pour from an empty cup. And the more you get back to being who you actually are, feeling like yourself, showing up for you, giving yourself love, talking good to yourself, doing all the good things for yourself, you can then find yourself giving yourself so much more to others and filling their cups simply because you're taking care of you. So I am currently starting back on this because I realized that I stopped and I was stupid and I found myself lost for a year. I do want to mention too, after I wrote down what does showing up for your relationship look like, your next questions can be anything. If you're like, okay, but how does that relate to me? Your next questions can be anything from, what does showing up for my business look like? What does showing up for my job look like? What does showing up for my kids look like? I mean, and if you run like an animal sanctuary, what does showing up for the animals look like? I don't know, but each one is going to have their own things. If you do not have boundaries set, or if you do have boundaries set, think about that. Apply that to your business. Maybe showing up for your business looks like only working particular hours of the day. Well, that's something that you need to remember and you need to stick to. That's part of the reason that I decided to write this down in the first place. So if you feel like you're lost, if you feel like you're all over the place, try giving that a try and remembering those things. Maybe put it somewhere where you need to look at it every day. Again, I put it in my journal, but maybe you stick it on your door. Maybe you stick it on, you know, the bathroom mirror. Maybe you stick it on the mirror in your bedroom and see it every day and remember, I cannot pour from an empty cup. Even if you have to be like Dory and just say it over and over and over again, I can't pour from an empty cup. I can't pour from an empty cup. Remember to put yourself first. Remember to take care of you. So yeah, that is 36 minutes of talking that I did not think that I was even going to have in me. And I know I'm long-winded, but I also knew that I didn't have notes. So I really hope this helps you. I would love to hear if it does help you. Gosh, that would make me so happy just to know that I helped even one person in this. If it does help you, I would love for you to hop on over to my Instagram page, Real Talks and Hard Love, and share with me that it helped you and maybe how it helped you. If you don't want to share that, but you say, wow, this is really good, I know somebody who needs this, send that to them, because you never know how it could help them. If you want to follow me personally, you are more than welcome to. I am not requiring that at all. That would be a little bit weird, in my opinion, if I'm like, okay, you listen to my podcast, go follow me. But you also will get a little bit of an insight into my life as well. My Instagram handle is at Sarita L. Sutton. Actually, now that I say that, let me check that. Maybe not. Hold on. I think it's at Sarita L. Sutton. Or no, it's Sarita _LS. That's what it is. Wow. Hello. I don't even know my own Instagram handle, and I've had it for years. Anybody else in the same boat? I don't know. So, in the meantime, while I'm double checking this, because I'm real special over here, I again, just thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to this. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to give yourself a little bit of a break. If you like what you hear, keep hanging in there. It is, by the way, it is Sarita _LS on Instagram. sorry, distracted. Wow. Anyways, I hope you guys join me next time. I hope this helped you, and I can't say I appreciate you enough.